Tonight's shir is Siman Reish Samach Aleph, Sif Gimel, and Sif Dalet. Sif Gimel. Mi she'enu vaki b'shir zeh. If a person is not expert in this amount of time, he's not sure that he'll know the difference between the time of Tosefes Shabbos and the time of Ben Hashmashos. Yadlik ba'oid she'shemesh b'rosh ilanos. Just light candles for Shabbos when the sun is still by the treetops, and then for sure you're good. And if it's a cloudy day, yadlik, then you should light Shabbos candles when the chickens are still sitting on the beams during the sit on a beam during the daytime hours. If he's out in the fields and there are no chickens to look at, then he should look at the ravens, the other birds, when they are perched. And if it's still daytime and they're perched in the late afternoon, then you know that's time to light candles. Mishnebura Sivkan Chava, Barosha Ilanos, when the sun is on the treetops, low on the horizon, that's when you should light candles. Oh, Barosha Hagagos Hagavoim, if you don't have trees to look at the tops of the tallest buildings, at the roofs of the tall buildings, if you see the sun coming down to that level, you should light candles. Sivkan Chav Zayin Yoma Ma'una V'chulu, the cloudy day, v'u'adin k'shiyishlo morishos, or if you have a clock, shaholich betov, and it works well, v'yodeya aydezeh emasayus manashkin, with that you can calculate when the sunset is, yachalis mochalov, you can rely on your clock. Siv dalad, achar anias baruchu, after he responds baruchu, afa pisha idain yomhu, even though there's still daylight, Ein ma'arvin ve'ein tomnim. Once he answers Baruch Hu, he can't make erev chaserus. He can't insulate his food. Mishum dehu kibbe l'Shabbos alei, because he accepted Shabbos on himself. Uldidon, now for us, havi amiris mizmer shili yom haShabbos kanias Baruch Hu l'didhu. Our saying mizmer shili yom haShabbos is the equivalent of their saying Baruch Hu. So as times have changed and we add the kapitlach tehillim before Maariv, so what used to be Baruch was Kabbal Shabbos, now Mizm Shalim Shabbos is Kabbal Shabbos. Mishtabur Sivkan Chav Ches, Anias Baruch Hu, Mishom Tehu Hascholos Tefilas Arif Yisrael Shabbos. Baruch Hu is the beginning of davening Maariv for Shabbos. L'kach HaKol Parshin Oz Mimalocha, so everyone stops doing Malocha at that point. Uchid L'kamon B'Simen Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yud, like we'll say later on in Simen Reish Samach Gimel. Dehu kamisha kibu alav kedusha Shabbos beferish. It says if he would say outright, "I am a kabel kedusha Shabbos." Va'asur oz b'kol hasyogim v'hagederim shegodu chazal Shabbos. At that point, it's forbidden to do anything that's even a barrier and fence that the chachamim imposed. Gon lichnas lemerchas hazia ba'alma, like entering into a bathhouse just to sweat. V'koshken b'rechitza b'cham. Certainly, you wouldn't be able to take a bath in hot water at that time. And similar, any isra bonon would go into effect at that point. The Shulchan Aruch is coming to teach us that even those things that would be allowed during the Ben Hashmashos time, during twilight, like making an Erev Chatzeres or insulating the pot of food, these things are necessary for Shabbos. Or similarly, any isdra bonon that you would need for a mitzvah, and that would be allowed during Ben Hashmashos, afilu hachi asur kan. Nonetheless, it's forbidden in this case. As soon as you answer Baruch Hu, you can't do these things. Vatam, why is that? The cave and the cable of Shabbos preferish, once he embraced the Shabbos explicitly, af shuzman harbe koyd Ben Hashmashos, even though there's plenty of time before Ben Hashmashos, Chamor, it's more serious and severe, mibein hashmashos b'li kabbalah, than the time from mibein hashmashos without being mekabel Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah adds, lefiz, according to this, lo yitzuyer ha-heter ben hashmashos hanal, l'ne'er chatzeres v'atmano, you can't have a situation where we are allowed ben hashmashos to do these things like erev chatzeres or insulating a pot, ke'agav or anything like that, Rakim hu b'makom she'en shem tzibur, unless you're in a place that doesn't have a tzibur. Tilav hachi, because if there is a community, b'vadei rov tzibur kibbuk far Shabbos v'en shmashos, certainly most of the tzibur is ready to kabbal Shabbos by Banish Mashos. Vahamiyat Nimshachin Achrayim Bal Karchin. And the few who did not Makabal have to be Makabal, they're drawn after the Tzibur, against their will. So as soon as you're Makabal Shabbos, you can't do these things. So how's there ever halacha? The Banish Mashos, you can do it Erev Chatzeres, throughout Mana. How? As soon as you're Makabal Shabbos, you can't do it. And by the time it's Banish Mashos, it was Makabal Shabbos. The answer is it's only in a case when you're by yourself off in some cottage and there's no community and you're there for Shabbos by yourself. Oh, you weren't Makabal Shabbos yet. Banish Mashos, you can do these things. But once you're in a city and everyone's Makabal Shabbos, so most people Makabal Shabbos, that's it. Then you're Makabal Shabbos too. And at that point, you cannot do these things, Banish Mashos. If you look at Be'er Locha, many Achronim write, the Daf Gai De Baruch Hu Shukabal Shabbos Shal Tzibur. This is only a problem that you cannot do these things once they have Baruch Hu, the Tzibur Kabbalah Shabbos. Am Yachid Kiyu of Shabbos Mered Yom. But if an individual is Makabal Shabbos early in the day, Lo Chomer Mi Banish Mashos, it's not going to be worse than Banish Mashos. Chemash Magen Avram Sifkon Zayin, and so is implied from Magen Avram. So here the Mishnah Berurah is explaining in the Mechaber that as soon as a person Makabal Shabbos, they have a Kibli, a Shabbos Aleh, once Makabal Shabbos, it's more severe than Banish Mashos. So there are Achorim who disagree with that. And they say, when the Tzibur is Makabal Shabbos, you're right. When Tzibur is Makabal Shabbos, that's more serious than regular Banish Mashos. But if an individual is Makabal Shabbos, that's not going to be more severe than Banish Mashos. Mishbur Sekon Chav Tesh, she died in Yom Hu, even though it's still daytime, and the Tzibur said, Baruch Hu, it's too late. But so I mean to say, even though there's plenty of time to banish Mashos, but it's after Plaga Mincha. So if it's after Plaga Mincha, the Makabal Shabbos, that's it. You cannot do Erev Chatzeres, even for a mitzvah purpose. The Mechaber says, for us, Mizmah Shil Yom HaShabbos is the equivalent of Baruch Hu. The Mistama, the assumption is, once you mention Shabbos and Mizmah Shir Yom HaShabbos, we assume at that point you're Makabal Shabbos. Because the Magen Avraham writes, the Ata Nohagin Lomer Mizmah Shir V'Gomer. Today the minhag is to say Mizmah Shir Yom HaShabbos. V'afilu Hachi Oisin Kol HaMalachas Ad Baruch Hu. And still, we do all the Malachas until Baruch Hu. V'hainu Kishesman Hu Koyed Banish Mashos. That's when it's still before Banish Mashos, obviously. It's still before Banish Mashos, so the fact they said Mizmah Shir doesn't stop them from doing Malacha. By the time, the reason is Mishum Demiyikara Hachi Kiblu Alahi, because this is how they were Makabal. They were going to say Mizmah Shir Shabbos, but they're not accepting Shabbos when they say it. They Miskaven Uzel Kabbal, so they have no intent of being Makabal Shabbos when they say Mizmah Shir Shabbos. The Kol Zeh is Mana Magen Avram. That may be true in the time of Magen Avram. Avol B'Mekom Oseinu, but in our land, Haminig Kehayom, the minig is like today. Miyach Oyim is Mashir. As soon as the same is Mashir, Mekam at Tzibur Shabbos Alay that Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos. Ve'asim b'chol hamalachos, and then all malachos are aser. Afilu idain ha'yom gadol, even though there's plenty of time in the day. Because of b'sefer derech chokma, the sefer derech chokma writes, Du hadin b'mekomo shenagin lomer l'chadoidi. The same is true in places say l'chadoidi. So the simple halacha was always Baruch Hu. The Mechaber says Mizmah Shir Yom HaShabbos, but this sefer says what about L'chadoidi? So the notes point out that no, we're not Makabel Shabbos L'chadoidi. What's the rai? We're not Makabel Shabbos L'chadoidi. Being from Yashiv, what do we do Lo Aleinu when there's an avol during Shiva who comes to shul? He comes in after L'choy Doidi, and we all say Hamokim Menachem, and then we say Mezer Shem Shabbos. So you see, we're not Makabal Shabbos in L'choy Doidi. Exactly. By Mizmah Shir, it's already that's Makabal Shabbos. So we do the Nicham Avelim before Mizmah Shir, but we do it after L'choy Doidi. So that's a Raya, he says, that we're not being Makabal Shabbos with L'choy Doidi, and that's the Raya with that. Now, the Mishnah Berurah writes that when he is Makabal Shabbos, he's also b'chol hamalachas, even though the day is very long. There's plenty of time left. As soon as he's Makabal Shabbos, he can't do any malachas. The Be'er Locha in Plag HaMincha, and this is where he goes back to Sif Beis, he says, if you look in Prima Gadim, Misha Mikalo Sasta Chadad Milin Hudia Raisa Ube Essay Tosefa Shabbos. If you're Mikalo Shabbos from sunset until Ben Hashmashos in that 4 mil time frame, that's a mitzvah deraisa of Tosefa Shabbos, and you're bound. There's no lois to say, there's no karis, but there's a mitzvah to say. There's a mitzvah to say of Tosefa Shabbos. Umin hazman hazeh ad plag hamincha. But if it's from that time back to plag, hurak midrabbanan. It's only drabbanan. The mitzvah of keeping Shabbos, or the iser malacha, if I'm a kabbal Shabbos from plag, is only drabbanan. Now it has to be, we said this back in Rishon Tess. In Rishon Tess, the Mishnah Berurah wrote that the render Rishon Tess, that even in the summer, when people leave shul at an early time, she'dayin luchashecho, and it's not ben hashmashos, ve'ein isuro liyisroel rak midrabbanon, neshekilo Shabbos, and for the yid, malach is only astar bonik sim kabbal Shabbos, still you should not tell an any Yehudi to be soysim the tanner to seal the oven. Because we're afraid comes the winter, you'll leave shul and it's close to chashecha, it's almost iskachov, by the time you go home, you're going to actually tell him b'layla mamish. So he said over there this line, ain't isur li yisur mak midrabbanan. That's what this Pima Godim is saying. That if it's from plag ha-mincha until shki, let's say, the yom kabbal Shabbos, so you can't do any malachas, right? You can't do any malachas, kabbal Shabbos. But it's only on a rabbanan level, it's not the raisa. The Isser Malacha at that point is on the bun. Once it's Peshkia in Mikawa Shabbos, so that's going to be on a Torah level, but only as far as the mitzvah Sasei is concerned. It's not a Lois Sasei yet. When it's Ben Hashmashos already, now it's a Suffolk Dirai, so now you have to deal with the reality of the Lois Sasei hitting it. But it's only until that point in time, not before. So we had it before, mentioned here, we keep referring to this idea of Mikawa Shabbos early. But there's levels or degrees of the severity, and this is Pima Godim writes. Now, if you're going to learn like other Rishonim in this Zman Ben Hashmashos, that'll change. But I'm saying in the say he's learned the way he's learning the Mechaber, the way he brings it here, that's the way we break it down. That's from Plag to Shkiyas Drabbanon. After Plag, it's going to be the Araisa Mitzvah Saseh Tosefa Shabbos, and later on it'll be the Leis Saseh.